of people making plans to get mobile as we approach the summer travel season. And if some of you are looking for some greener ideas for this summer, we're going to bring you some from Orbitz. We're going to say hello to Janine Diefendorf. She's a travel insider for Orbitz with all kinds of suggestions on how you can green your travel plans. It matters a lot. It truly does. It's not just token. You've probably heard a lot about carbon offsets for those of you who jet around all the time. That is one of those things you can do, but there's also others. So welcome to EcoTalk.
Thanks for having me.
So, Janine Diefendorf, tell us what Orbitz is doing to try to green consciousness among your customers and also perhaps what you're doing in your own operations, because it always does begin with each of us first.
It really does, and we've been doing a lot here internally at Orbitz as a company to try to be green ever since we started a few years ago, things from recycling internally to having motion sensors on our lights, a lot of things in our actual operations to be a green company. And our employees are really enthusiastic about that. And so we've taken that enthusiasm and we're trying to bring it to our customers now who are travelers. We are actually launching tomorrow morning a new microsite, eco.orbitz.com. And it really is all about educating travelers and giving them advice and ways to be eco-friendly when they're traveling. So we really want to encourage travelers, not only when they're planning and booking their travel, but within the course of the journey itself, as people are going on their summer vacations, to really get involved. There are so many great volunteer opportunities out there, whether you want to spend a couple hours or a couple of weeks trying to help make a difference in this with this issue. So we're out there trying to educate and encourage people to do that.
We've heard a bit about ecotourism. That's really more focusing on the destination itself. But there's also many hotels that are getting greener and even green activities. Give us some of your favorite ideas from each of those categories.
Sure. Well, some of the things that we are telling travelers to look at when they're considering staying at a green hotel, because a lot of people, you know, they go and they want to know, well, what really makes a hotel a green hotel? Some of the things that we are pointing out, one is the natural using a natural source of energy, whether it's wind, water, or solar power, to really help offset, you know, their energy use and energy costs. Resorts like Vail Resorts, they're 100% powered by wind. They're actually building an entirely new eco-friendly village using sustainable materials and a lot of other natural sources of energy. Hotels that use environmentally friendly and safe products, such as detergents for their linens, soaps, and shampoos. It's a small thing, but again, the small things add up and do make a difference.
And one of those small things that some of the greener hotels in San Francisco are doing, probably around the country, that I like, is instead of putting, you know, a USA Today in front of everyone's door, whether it gets read or even touched or not, they have a stack of newspapers in the lobby, and you can help yourself if you want it, and if you don't, save a tree. If it's not too late already, but eventually that will reduce the demand. You know, it's things like that that do add up.
It is things like that. And another thing, too, you're seeing a lot of energy-conserving devices, things like motion detectors. So, you know, if people walk out of their room and forget to turn the light off, they'll automatically go off. So there are a lot of things to look at. Yeah, there are so many great hotels. People think, when they think eco-friendly hotels, they think they're really
a yurt.
Primitive ones that are completely solar powered, have no internet access, have no actual electricity. But like you said, you go to these cities and a lot of the luxury brands are really committing to being green. So you're finding that you don't necessarily have to give up anything as a traveler to really help the environment in these ways. It's just a matter of going online and finding what hotels are doing eco-friendly initiatives and trying to support and stay at those hotels. We're actually listing those on our microsite at Orbitz, so absolutely check those out. But you'll find some great luxury hotels in places like New York and San Francisco and Chicago, so you don't have to give up the luxuries necessarily.
We're not talking about TP Towers or anything like that.
Right.
So tell us about some of the sites that are actually, you know, great ways to get in touch with nature and perhaps see some wildlife without interrupting nature too much.
Yeah, I think one of the huge things as a part of ecotourism is really, not impacting the environment too much when you travel. And there are so many great activities, especially as we go into the summer season, that you can do when you're vacationing with your family and not have a big impact. anything from, you know, sea kayaking, hiking, a lot of nature activities. And there are so many great volunteer opportunities as well. I think a lot of lately we've heard the term volunteer vacations. It's becoming a huge trend. People are really interested in going and giving back to society and the environment when they're traveling. Even spending a couple of days, it's a great thing to do as a family. One of the great websites that I recommend checking out is the National Park Service has a volunteer website. We link you to that from our Orbitz eco site. But they have great volunteer opportunities in their parks all over the country. So you can go, and whether it's just sitting in on conservation class and educating yourself a little bit more, or going and doing some trail maintenance, you know, helping clean up a shoreline on one of, you know, the national parks along the ocean. There are a lot of great opportunities like that out there, no matter where you're going.
Great. We just have about a minute left, Janine. And of course, when I think of Orbitz, I think mostly of, you know, jet travel. And jet travel, I now associate, as many people who are tuned into our their environment do, you know, emissions and carbon dioxide pollution. So what is Orbitz doing to engage its customers in carbon offset programs?
Sure. We're actually partnering with an organization called CarbonFund.org. They're a nonprofit organization, and they offset travelers' CO2 emissions by supporting renewable energy development, reforestation projects, and other initiatives that are really focused on turning back the clock on the global climate change. So you can go to the new eco.orbitz.com, and we actually link you to CarbonFund.org, where you can choose to donate and learn more about their organization as well. But that's another very easy way to get involved and to give back.
Well, thank you. On behalf of all of our listeners, I want to really congratulate you and Orbitz for taking a green a lot more responsibly, and also than others have, and perhaps you have in the past, and just in time, really stepping up to the plate and being proactive about it. So congrats again, and we'll be using your service because of it.
Great. Thanks very much. And just encourage travelers to really be green when they're traveling this summer.
Okay. Safe travels, everyone. We'll see you next time.